and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacy, and today our first story, because of course it is about Beyoncé. Seriously, I'm not sure this woman can do anything without it just being all over social media. But this is very interesting because, of course, it's a first, sort of, for Beyoncé, in that she and her husband, Jay-Z, released an album together with them both on it, not one featuring the other, but this is our album we did together. They released an album called Everything Is Love as the Carters. That already is sort of a, oh, they did what? Wow. But then they just dropped it in the same way she did a bit with her Lemonade album. No prior notice, no news about it, no buildup of the fans going crazy, oh, I can't wait till it's released. People didn't even know it was coming out. And then they just announced it at their concert in London, and they didn't even announce it, you know, with speaking. It just went up on the screen, album now available. What? Album what? Who? What? What are you talking about? So, of course, people freaked out. This was originally only available for streaming on Tidal, but then it was later released on Spotify and Apple Music. And, of course, it's already been viewed. They made a music video for the song Ape Shit. It has already been viewed many, many times, many millions of times on YouTube. There's a lot of talk about it because they shot the music video in the Louvre, the art museum in Paris, and somehow, again, nobody seems to have known about this, even though you, like, rented out the Louvre. Like, shouldn't somebody have been aware that you rented out the Louvre? Like, that's not nothing. That's not a small thing. You rented out possibly the most famous museum in the world to shoot a music video, and yet somehow we didn't really hear about this. But there's also talk because they're making a statement in the song and in the music video about race, about, you know, Black people, where they're accepted and where they're not, and being successful and what that means for them as Black people to be successful during a time when we're still going through a lot of different race things. But there was also talk that maybe this album, not that any of the tracks necessarily were specifically for dissing, but because of the timing coming very quickly after Nas just dropped an album, that it seems like they were trying to undercut him or something. And that it's like, okay, you released an album, okay, I'm gonna do it too, like, and I can top you, and also we're together on this. They had previously sort of denied that they were doing I keep wanting to call it a group album, but there was only the two of them and your husband and wife, so I don't know that that's technically a group. Dual album? Carter's album. We'll just go with the Carter's album. And said that, you know, rather that's what Lemonade and then Jay-Z's album from last year were about, and that's where people were getting the rumors. We both did our own thing. But then, no, actually, yeah, we did do an album together, so. The music video has, I don't quite get it all, and also I'm not very much into art, so I wouldn't even necessarily, I had to like look it up to even get what some of the pictures were. And it's like, oh, this one's about Napoleon. I'm like, oh, is it? Okay. I didn't know that. I wouldn't have got it. There's one about, I think, the rape of the Sabine women and it juxtaposing that with Beyonce and her dancers and what that means. But then also there's a juxtaposing of a statue that seems to be kneeling with the kneeling of the NFL protests. So they're clearly making very specific statements, but it also, because it's Beyonce and we're just going to, seriously, that she just, anything she does can immediately blow up on social media. There is a moment and she's dancing a number of times in the video, both by herself, but then also with backup dancers. There is a moment that's all of like maybe not even 5 seconds where she's in front of the statue and her clothing's clearly made to represent the statue. The statue has wings. Her dress is white and has this thing on the shoulder, so it also kind of looks like wings. But then at this moment, she doesn't have that part on, but she's in the white dress and she's dancing in this manner where it almost looks like she's flapping her dress, but also along with the lyrics of, you know, going ape shit, clearly, I don't even quite know how to describe it, but clearly going that way. And people have decided to make this into a challenge on social media. So if you look up ape shit challenge, you will see a lot of people trying to do their own version of that dance. And it's just, words cannot even express. Some of them are like, yeah, okay. Others of them are just wonderfully hilarious because of course nobody's gonna match Beyonce's version, A, because it's Beyonce, but B, also because pretty much everyone doing this challenge is doing it with like white bed sheets, not this, you know, very fancy designer dress that was probably specifically made for this moment to evoke that sort of image. No, none of us have that, so we're just gonna use our bedspread or our bed sheets. And so of course it doesn't come off anywhere near as cool, and that's part of the just greatness that is this challenge. It's just how ridiculous do you look trying to be like Beyonce? But then people were also like, well, so you know, sales of white bed sheets are gonna skyrocket, which I would not be surprised if they do. Beyonce can definitely have that effect. People also commented because in the music video, she's wearing a Burberry that's, you know, the stock of Burberry is going to go up as well because it's just, it's Beyonce and she can have that effect. Anything she touches, everyone will be talking about it or want to get it or have their own version of it. And so anything that, you know, she's involved in can very quickly become very popular and sell out. But watching those videos of people trying to do that dance, I almost want to do it too. And I generally don't do challenges just because this is a video and I'm going to post this on the internet. And then even if I delete it later, it'll still exist out there somewhere on the internet. And years later might come back to embarrass or ruin me. I'm good. I'm okay. I don't feel like if I don't do this, my life is over. It has no meaning if I don't do inter-challenge here. But because this challenge is so ridiculous, it just looks like fun. It's like, yes, I'm just going to go dance like an idiot with my... I'd have to first go get white bed sheets because I don't have those. But it looks fun enough that I'd actually kind of be willing to do that. But I haven't. So don't look to have that video from me anytime soon. But I'm very, very sorely tempted. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. If you are a listener of several of the GSMC podcasts on the GSMC Podcast Network, you will know that I also host the movie podcast, where I have recently, depending on when you're looking, listening to this, talked about Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, and that film, and how I thought about it. But I think it's fitting then that this next story is about Chris Pratt, who is, of course, the star of Jurassic World, the first and the second, and that Chris Pratt won the Generation Award at the MTV Movie Awards, which, okay, I can kind of get that, because I think Chris Pratt is one of those people who, when he first started out in the industry, you wouldn't necessarily have suspected would become as successful as he is. He was, you know, a bit chubbier and overweight, didn't seem, you know, like a typical Hollywood leading man. But then that changed, and he got into the Jurassic World films, and he got Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's, you know, he's got a good sense of humor and can be fun to watch. So it's like, oh, hey, Hollywood leading man. All right, well, go ahead then. So given the timing and the fact that Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom has just come out, it's not too surprising then that he would win the award at the MTV Movie Awards. I know a lot of people really like him and just, you know, think everything he does is pretty great. But in accepting this award, he decided to dole out some life advice, which, I mean, you've won the Generation Award, so that actually seems like a really good thing. I kind of feel more people who win sort of, if not generation, lifetime achieving moment awards should take that moment not to, you know, thank people or talk about whatever, but to be like, this is, you know, my life philosophy. Here it is. Here's how you can make the world a better place. So he gave out 9 rules, but I won't talk about all of them just because, you know, I don't have to go through all 9, and you can watch this clip online. He did go at times into religion, mentioning God, and that did turn some people off because religion can do that, especially if that's not your religion. To have your religion, to have another religion or a religion if you're not religious at a public what have you can throw people off. But a good number of his rules were actually pretty good, and then some were kind of funny because it's Chris Pratt. So, like, his first one was breathe, which, okay, I'm with you. But then he continued with, if you don't, you'll suffocate. I mean, yes, technically yes, but at first it was like, oh, it's all deep and fought, but breathe, just breathe. If you don't, I mean, that's basic biology, but okay. Then it was also, you have a soul, be careful with it. That was the second one. And then his third was, don't be a turd. And it's just like, yes, but you're not wrong. But really? That's okay. Generation Award winner. Continue. So he continued with the don't be a turd one, turning it around from the, you know, how silly don't be a turd sounds. If you are strong, be a protector. If you are smart, be a humble influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, so do not wield them against the weak. That makes you a bully. Be bigger than that. Which I think is just wonderful. And almost sounds, and we did, you know, this was all happening probably about a month ago, almost sounds like something you'd hear at a commencement speech. You know, for the graduating class of whatever, as you go forth in life, you know, if you're strong, be a protector. If you're smart, be a humble influencer. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. He then also then went on, a lot of people thought, you know what, actually, this is really good advice, but I'm just sort of like, but wait, how often would you need that? In that he gave advice for if you have to poop at a party. I mean, again, Chris Pratt, funny guy. Theoretically, yes, that might be something important that you would want to know. I don't know that I would consider that quote-unquote life advice. And he went, you know, not graphically into detail, but into sort of like, you should pee and then poop, because if you poop and then pee and you're stirring up poop, and I'm like, Wow. Okay. And this is where, if you were giving this at a commencement speech, all the parents would be looking at each other like, how did this guy get to give our commencement speech? What do we do with this? He's talking to our children. But continue. He also said, people are going to say you're perfect just the way you are. You're not, which already sounds like a, dude, what are you saying? But he continues with, you are imperfect. You always will be. There is a powerful force that designed you that way, and it loves you and accepts you for exactly who you are. Which, I like the fact that he's like, you don't have to be perfect. You can't be perfect. You know, don't expect yourself to be, because everybody's imperfect, and that's fine. That, the powerful force, you know, probably being God, so that drew some people off as well. But just how accepting of that message that, you know, there's no such thing as perfect, because there isn't. There really isn't anything as such a thing as perfect or perfection. I think that's a decent message as well. Because he was giving this sort of mix of real, but also humorous, but also, depending on how you look at it, religious advice, there were comments on social media about him being like the cool pastor. So someone commented that he could easily be that cool pastor who has a mega church and tattoos. And if you listen to the movie podcast, I've also recently done a review of Won't You Be My Neighbor, the documentary about Mr. Rogers and the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood TV show. And it kind of feels a bit like a twist on that, because one of the rumors, and I remember hearing this as a child and I didn't even watch Mr. Rogers, but one of the rumors about Mr. Rogers was that he was like an ex-Navy SEAL and had a bunch of tattoos, and that's why he always wore the sweaters. But Mr. Rogers was actually in real life an ordained minister, and so this almost feels like the 21st century more sarcastic action hero version of what Mr. Rogers might have been like if A, he had actually had tattoos, but B, had gone on and been a minister instead of doing a TV show. And that it's that sort of idea of, you're saying some real stuff. You're also saying, you know, some God stuff. And for Mr. Rogers, that's to be expected. You're an ordained minister. For Chris Pratt, I think part of it, what it was it threw people off because they didn't know he was religious. That hasn't come up too much for him. And again, you know, leading Hollywood action guy. I feel there is a one-word term for that, and I just cannot think of what it would be. But that, whatever that is, you know, main star of the Jurassic World films, is going to talk to us about God at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. What? Yeah, it was nice to see him, you know, take this moment to decide to say something. I'm not quite sure. I haven't watched the MTV Awards in a number of years. I used to watch it every year. I thought it was pretty fun. And because it's not the Oscars, you know, it's not one of those sort of serious, I want to say snooty, but they're not necessarily snooty. One of those more serious, we have to all act in a sort of proper way award shows at the end of the year. The MTV Awards tended to be a bit funner, which I know is not a word, but I still say, tended to be a bit more loose and, you know, let's just go with it. So I used to enjoy it, but haven't seen it in a number of years. So I don't know what the Generation Award is, because I don't think they had that when I used to watch it. But I like the fact that, you know, someone who's taking, theoretically, they do this every year, so I don't know that it's that great, is taking the time to be like, I'm going to say something worthwhile with this platform, because I'm privileged enough to be able to do so. So I thought that was really cool. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Not that this is on purpose, but a lot of the stories we're talking about today feel almost not real, and that you've got Beyonce and Jay-Z dropping the surprise album that somehow nobody had heard of before, which is very unusual. Those things usually get leaked. You've got Chris Pratt giving some interesting life advice, which almost feels like a movie moment just in itself. But then you've got our next two stories, one of which I'm like, kind of interested, okay. And the other of which I'm like, oh my gosh, that's one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard. And that is this one, which is that there's such a thing as drones with flamethrowers. But why? So in a previous episode, I talked about Elon Musk and the Boring Company creating not a flamethrower, which are really flamethrowers with a contradictory name. And why are we giving flamethrowers to anybody, but especially to just regular average citizens who may not make the best choices with them? But also, why are there such things as flamethrowers outside movie world? Just this is reality? Really? It is? Okay. Well, as people will do, they took things and decided, oh, how can I be even more cool and or destructive with this, depending on how you look at it? There are drones with flamethrowers attached, and there's a video of this out there. And watching this video, I was like, I can visualize like half a dozen at least ways this could go terribly, terribly wrong. Because you have this drone flying, it uses the flamethrower almost like a flaming sword. I was going to say lightsaber, but I don't know that you can have a flaming lightsaber. But like a flaming sword where it keeps swinging it back and forth. And really, it's not swinging it. It's probably rotating whatever's throwing the flames. Keeps swinging, rotating, what have you, it back and forth to cut through this fabric that has somehow gotten caught on a power line so that the fabric will drop. But they're doing this all above a very dry looking field that looks very much like it could easily catch on fire. And I'm just like, flying thing with flamethrower, with power lines, with dry field of, oh my gosh, why? No, whose idea was this? And terrible, terrible, bad idea. So many ways it can go bad. And evidently there was a debate on social media because it's quickly devolved into who stole whose idea. But evidently, China has theoretically been doing this for a while, of using drones to clear debris. And I mean, yeah, okay, if things are caught on a power line, those aren't easy to clear off. And you'd also have to be careful not to get electrocuted if you were doing so. So you'd probably want to call the power company, but then that's a lot. And it costs money to send someone out to turn off the power to, what, just take down a piece of fabric. So I get why you would use drones to clear things like that. I'm not quite sure why you would equip those drones with flamethrowers as opposed to, you know, just a hand or claw or whatever that can grab it and then move the drone so it pulls. Just flamethrowers. Why are there flamethrowers? Why is it just? And again, I'm from California and it's the summer and this is fire season and we always have fires in California in the summer. And so people with things that can throw flames just sounds like one of the worst things ever right now. Just, oh, why? But of course, people were like, oh my God, that's awesome. And yeah, their reaction and my reaction, very different. But also, and again, I apologize. I keep referring back to the movie podcast, but that's just because all the movies I've seen keep reminding me of things on the story. I recently did a review of Tag, which I thought was pretty funny, but you know, you possibly have to have a certain sense of humor because it's not appropriate which you could kind of guess, grown men playing tag, even though this kind of interferes with their lives. Whatever. Real competitive tag is a thing now. And I'm not sure how long it's been a thing, but I did just see this on social media where there's a, I'm not sure if it's a company or like a league or what, called World Chase Tag, which has created a version of tag that's, it's tag with parkour, essentially. That's exactly what it looks like. They've set up this sort of jungle gym with levels and bars and what have you, but in a specific space, so it's all within a square or a ring, and it's two players, one trying to tag, the other trying not to be tagged, and they've got a time limit of, I think it's 20 seconds, and depending on whether or not the person gets tagged or the opponent tags them, something with points and scoring, and there are teams, and on the last episode, I talked about how I don't know sports, and I still don't know sports. So I probably wouldn't necessarily understand that unless I, you know, had somebody who understands it better possibly explain it to me. But just the fact that, A, someone was like, competitive tag needs to be a thing, and B, also, how can we make this even more intense? It feels like in the same way the cheese rolling story we talked about a few episodes ago seemed to me like stunt guys who are bored. It's like stunt guys who are bored and wanted to play tag. How can we make that more, you know, intense? Oh, let's put parkour. Of course you did. And it already has like champion teams and star players. And I'm just, I also don't quite get how video games have like star players. But again, just, I don't like sports. I don't even like video game sports. I am a very strange person. I apologize. But I love the reactions to this. Some were like, that's super cool. And how do I join up? And if I was at all anywhere near physically capable of doing parkour, and I'm not, I'd fall flat on my face and probably break something. But if I was, that actually does look like it would be pretty cool. But then I also love the way people are like, competitive tag? Don't you mean Hunger Games training? Because it does kind of look like something that would be in a Hunger Games training room, a bit like the whatever that Inobario was training on in the second Hunger Games film. Someone else responded, this is what it looks like at night when we try to put our kids to bed. I don't have kids, but I do feel for all parents, especially with young kids, it's like just lots of energy and don't quite understand when I say no, you can't, or why. Oh man, tiring. Just, I'm tired just thinking about it, and I don't have kids. Someone also responded, if you think this is intense, you should see my Duck Duck Goose League. And I'm just like, I'd actually love to see, A, how you could do competitive Duck Duck Goose, but B, more importantly, what other things that as a child just seemed like games and nothing else have people made into competitive whatever? It's like, I know there's competitive jump roping, but then that starts getting into like doing a bunch of different tricks and whatever. And I could do a basic jump rope, but I can't do anything special. I don't even think I could do like a double skip or whatever it's called. So I'd probably, I mean, I don't like sports, so I'd be out on that. But like, is there competitive monkey bars or something? Like, is there actually might be competitive Foursquare. I would not at all be surprised if there was competitive Foursquare or like competitive tetherball, or is there like competitive hand clapping games? I imagine that would have to go the way of jump rope, where you have to start creating new routines and new tricks or whatever for that to work. But yeah, just why do we have to make everything competitive? Let's go back to childhood and have fun and remember all the joyous times when things were simple and easy and we only cared about getting to reset. Why do we have to make things competitive? I'm not sporty or athletic or competitive at all. Let's stop this. It looks amazing, though, even beyond the competitiveness. It does look very interesting. So I'm kind of interested just to see more of it. But why? Why competitive? Just play tag. Be like those crazy guys in tag. Although don't necessarily, you know, walk out of the Wall Street Journal to go play tag. But just do it just because it's fun. That's not my life lesson that I want to, you know, give you like Chris Pratt, but I think that's a good life lesson, and that's where we're going to end. So thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmc.com. www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.